And then a quick look at the JSE's performance amidst it all. The All Share Index under pressure today, down 0.3%. Some support coming through from the Industrial 25 and Financial 15 spaces. Those sectors trading a third of a percent and 0.2% higher respectively. Resources 10 component though, under some pressure, declining 1.4%. Joining me in studio now to take a closer look at the broader markets activity, Stephen Schultz from Momentum. Thanks so much, Stephen, for joining us today. So we had, by the finish at least, some risk appetite managed to surface, and I guess all on the back of comments coming through from the U.S. administration as far as delays to a further tariff hikes is concerned.
Yeah, I suppose it was a bit of a difficult day on the market, even more difficult to find good news surfacing. A little bit did come towards the end of the trading day, fortunately, in the form of the U.S. Trade concerns were right up until lunchtime at the epicenter of most conversations. So nice to see a little bit of progress being made, although it is a very fickle process and progress, and we know it can easily reverse overnight. The U.S. is finally breaking the red streak into open in the green today, although unfortunately we inherited a lot of negative sentiment from global markets coming through from Asia this morning. So for the most part of the day, the JSE under pretty significant pressure, and that's probably an accurate statement right across all sectors.
So looking at the rand strength that managed to filter through, I mean, this could easily be, seeing a U-turn come tomorrow, given the fact that overall the fundamentals haven't really changed.
Yeah, so it was pleasing to see a little bit of resilience come through on the South African rand. 3 days of immense trading pressure on the South African rand. It's down about 10% over three trading days. So pretty much one of the worst emerging market currencies. I think the only one that potentially you can be grateful that you're not is the Argentinian peso, which is down 14.5% in 1 day. But I don't think there's much comfort in looking to Argentina. A number of headwinds facing the South African rand. Everything from global matters, trade tension is escalating. There's domestic political matters. Obviously, our president at loggerheads with the public protector is not doing us any favors on the domestic front. And as per your earlier comments on the bond report, we're seeing a very negative sentiment coming through on South Africa's credit rating, with a suggestion that we effectively have already been downgraded by the market.
Are you surprised that it's in this context that Absa's managed to deliver quite a solid set of numbers? I mean, earnings up 3%, headline earnings per share over the six-month period rising 5% as well, and quite an emphasis being put on its retail and business banking unit in South Africa, the kind of traction and market share it's garnering.
Yeah, so I suppose in a normal environment, ordinary circumstances, it would be pretty boring results.
Absolutely.
But given how deeply depressed the domestic economy and retail sector is, I suppose they can be proud of their results today. 3% increase at a headline level, normalized headline level. We saw the retail arm of the business up about 5.4%, and they also made mention of resilience in their African operations. Mm-hmm. Corporate investment banking, however, contracting about 10%. So unfortunately, still lots of work to do there. All in all, pretty decent results.
Yeah.
And I believe they've appointed a new CEO, although they're quite tight-lipped as to who
that might be. Exactly. And I caught up with Absa Group's interim group CEO, René van Wyk, a little earlier today, keeping mum on who exactly that is. Says due processes need to be followed first. So we'll wait with bated breath, I guess, on that announcement. In the meantime, what have you made of its strategy to pursue agri loans more aggressively, because as you say, it's a CIB unit that's come under distress, so very much at this stage a feature of the markets and what they're up to. Does exposure more so to agri start to offset that pressure?
Yeah, so I suppose lending is in the DNA of the organization. You've just got to be very selective in terms of what sectors you loan into. I think agri is a fairly resilient one, so certainly no criticism on their selection there. In terms of a relative basis, I mean, you're not really spoiled for choice at the moment in terms of loan extension.
Mm. Steinhoff, in the meantime, have they put a convincing enough story on the table for you today, coming through with where exactly it's at as far as its turnaround plans are concerned?
Yeah, so I suppose it was a bit of a surprising one. CEO down in Cape Town doing an investor presentation. So Louis Dupria taking the stage and announcing that it is potentially unreasonable to expect a profit out of the group in the next couple of years. for some reason that really got investors excited. Share price was initially up about 7% on that announcement.
Sheer transparency yeah. that gets investors excited on this one.
Look, investors hate uncertainty, so that could certainly be it. I think one of the painful admissions is the fact that they still have anywhere between $9 and $10 billion debt on balance sheet. Mm-hmm. And what that effectively means is they are certainly going to have to dispose of some of their assets to get their debt profile a little bit more comfortable.
While it's disposing of assets, Equites buying another UK asset, and that now taking its asset base that sits in the UK to about a third of its business. How comfortable are you with that kind of exposure, given that it is in a very niche space in the property sector, and that being logistics distribution centers?
Yeah, so I think there's been no shortage of excitement about logistics. So I think that certainly is a little bit unique, and I can see it certainly forming a part of somebody's portfolio. I suppose the real question mark here is the choice of market. I think very few counselors would be sizing up the UK as a decent opportunity at present. I think potentially the size of the counter and the fact that they are a little bit more nimble could potentially insulate them from some of it. But I think a rather odd choice in market. The longer we go down the Brexit road, the more confused I tend to get.
Absolutely. What's convincing you more so then? What's your stock pick?
Yeah, so as the old adage goes, fortune favors the bold. And by that measure, I thought I'd bet on South Africa as an economy. And by extension, listed property. So Fortress B is my stock pick this evening. It obviously operates in a severely depressed economy, which has taken its toll on the share price, as has allegations of market manipulation and accounting irregularities. They have, of course, been cleared by the FSCA of any wrongdoing, as well as an audit by the PwC. Since 2017, share price is down between 60 and 70% to today. I think they've been using the depressed market price quite wisely in terms of buying up new stock anywhere between 3 and 9%. So that should give a bit of a kick to dividends. And even if you assume a moderate distribution growth going forward, I think they're pretty cheap at 10 Rand 50.
One to look at. Let's leave it there, Stephen. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Stephen Schultz is with Momentum. What's your stock pick?
Yeah, so as the old adage goes, fortune favors the bold. And by that measure, I thought I'd bet on South Africa as an economy. And by extension, listed property. So Fortress B is my stock pick this evening. It obviously operates in a severely depressed economy, which has taken its toll on the share price, as has allegations of market manipulation and accounting irregularities. They have, of course, been cleared by the FSCA of any wrongdoing, as well as an audit by the PwC. Since 2017, share price is down between 60 and 70% to today. I think they've been using the depressed market price quite wisely in terms of buying up new stock anywhere between 3 and 9%. So that should give a bit of a kick to dividends. And even if you assume a moderate distribution growth going forward, I think they're pretty cheap at 10 Rand 50.
One to look at. Let's leave it there, Stephen. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Stephen Schultz is with Momentum.